Good morning, glad to worship with you on this first Sunday of August. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. One of my favorite comedy movies of all time stars Bill Murray and Richard Dreyfuss, the 1991 classic, What About Bob? If you haven't seen this film, I highly, highly recommend it. It's very, very funny. Richard Dreyfuss stars as Dr. Leo Marvin, a very accomplished and very narcissistic New York City-based psychiatrist, and one of his patients, Bob Wiley, who's played by Bill Murray. And in their first session, after a very long, awkward silence, seems like a lot of silences are awkward, after a long silence, Bob Wiley, Bill Murray, starts to talk to Dr. Leo Marvin. Why don't I start? The simplest way to put it, I have problems. I worry about diseases, so I have trouble touching things. Public places, it's almost impossible. I have a really big problem moving. Talk about moving, Dr. Leo says. Well, as long as I'm in my apartment, I'm okay, but when I want to go out, I get weird. Leo presses, talk about weird. Talk about weird, Bob continues. Well, I get dizzy spells, nausea, cold sweats, hot sweats, fever blisters, difficulty breathing, difficulty swallowing, blurred vision, involuntary trembling, dead hands, numb lips, fingernail sensitivity, pelvic discomfort. Leo shifts in his chair. So the real question is, Bob, what is the crisis? What is it you are truly afraid of? And Bob responds with his own set of questions. What if my heart stops beating? What if I'm looking for a bathroom and can't find it and my bladder explodes? Have you ever heard of Tourette's syndrome, involuntary shouting of profanity? And Leo is wary at this point. It's exceptionally rare, he says. And of course, Bob erupts in a profanity-laced tirade that's very funny, but I like my job, so I will not record that in the sermon. And that is how the distinguished and accomplished Dr. Leo Marvin gets to know the neurotic and needy Bob Wiley. Well, it's summertime, so Dr. Leo and his family go to New Hampshire for their annual month-long vacation at a lake house. He can't wait to get away and clear his head. And you know where this is going. Bob Wiley, through some Wiley detective work, finds out where they are and arrives at the lake house. And Leo Marvin is just beyond annoyed. But Bob Wiley is persistent. Look, I'm in really bad shape. Come on, please, give me. I need. Gimme, please, until Dr. Leo finally shouts out, all right. And throughout the rest of Leo's vacation, Bob Wiley is there at every turn, becoming friends with Dr. Leo's family and basically taking over Dr. Leo's life so that at the end of the film, it's actually Dr. Leo Marvin who's lost his mind. Now, you might be wondering, why am I talking about What About Bob? What has this to do with anything? Well, believe it or not, there's actually a direct correlation between that film, What About Bob, and today's gospel reading about the miracle of the feeding of the multitude. Jesus, if you read in the context, Jesus has just found out about the death, the awful death of his cousin John the Baptist, who was about 6 months older. So he had known John the Baptist his whole life. And John the Baptist, of course, had baptized Jesus in the Jordan River, where Jesus was anointed with the Holy Spirit as the Messiah, the Christ. And so Jesus is devastated, not just that John the Baptist has died, but that he was beheaded in prison, just an awful, ignominious death. And Jesus, like many of us, was very grieved and just wanted some space, needed to get away by himself to process and grieve and think. And maybe in your own life, you've encountered this similar dynamic. Matthew put it this way. Now, when Jesus heard about this, the death of John the Baptist, he withdrew from there in a boat to a deserted place by himself. But when the crowds heard it, they followed him on foot from the towns. In other words, although perhaps not as toxic as Bob Wiley, the dynamic with this crowd toward Jesus was very similar. Give me, give me, give me. I need, I need, I need. And how would you respond if you were Jesus in that situation? Well, Matthew reveals how Jesus responded. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd and he had compassion for them. He had compassion for them and cured their sick. All day long, Jesus, who was fatigued and grieving, just kept on keeping on ministering to this needy crowd. This crowd of gimme, 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 I need, I need, I need. Jesus just kept ministering and curing their sick and looking out for their needs. He didn't stop. Well, evening came along, and then Matthew tells us what happens next. When it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a deserted place. The hour is now late. Send the crowds away so that they may go into the villages and buy food for themselves." And Jesus said to them, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." And they replied, "We have nothing here but 5 loaves and 2 fish. And he said, "Bring them here to me." Then Jesus ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass, and taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowds, and all ate and were filled. They took up what was left over of the broken pieces, 12 baskets full. And those who ate were about 5,000 men, and along with women and children. Again, in spite of his grief and fatigue, Jesus just kept ministering. He just kept giving to this needy crowd. And this miracle of the feeding of the multitude is the only one of Jesus' miracles recorded in all 4 New Testament gospel accounts. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John all have the miracle of the feeding of the multitude. And it's a story so familiar that maybe as soon as I started reading that passage, you just glossed over it because you already know that story. But there's much more to this miracle than meets the eye. Now again, before Jesus performed this miracle, the disciples described the setting. This is a deserted place, and the hour is now late. Can you relate? Is there a circumstance in your life that has left you feeling isolated in a deserted place, running out of time, the hour getting late? Again and again in Scripture, we see that God provides for those in a deserted place, from Moses and the Israelites in the wilderness to the prophet Elijah to John the Baptist. Again and again, God demonstrates that the answer to the psalmist's question, "Can God spread a table in the wilderness?" is a resounding yes. And again in Scripture, we see God come through in the nick of time, especially when the hour is now late. From Abraham and Isaac on the mountain to Moses and the Israelites trapped between the Red Sea and the rapidly approaching Egyptian army, all the way to Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead when it certainly seemed too late at that point. And these are the times in our lives when we need God's help. When we find ourselves in a deserted place. When we find ourselves running out of time. And that's when we need the truth of the gospel of God's presence, God's unconditional love. That's when we need to heed Bob Dylan's warning, "Let us stop talking falsely now, for the hour is getting late." And the disciples knew this. They knew this was the case with the crowds. And so, you know, they told Jesus, "Send the crowds away. They won't listen to us, but they'll listen to you. Send the crowds away so they can go to the villages and get some food. And then Jesus stunned the disciples with his response. They don't need to go anywhere. You give them something to eat. Again, can you relate? Is there a circumstance in your life where people are turning to you for answers, looking to you to provide for them what you think is just impossible to provide? Are there people in your life that are saying, gimme, 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 I need, I need, I need, and you feel like, I don't have anything to give right now? Well, the disciples replied to Jesus probably the same way you and I would. Well, we have nothing but 5 loaves and 2 fish. And Jesus responded with abundant grace. Jesus did not tell them 5 loaves and 2 fish were not enough. Jesus did not tell them, well, you need to figure this out. Go into the villages and get enough bread and fish for this crowd. Stop whining to me about it. Jesus met them right where they were with a very simple command. Okay, bring them to me. Bring those 5 loaves and 2 fish to me. In other words, Jesus told his disciples, I know we're in a deserted place. I know the hour is late. I know that all you have are 5 loaves and 2 fish, and there's all these needy people out there, hungry, needy people. They're crying out, gimme, 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 I need, I need, I need, and I know you don't have anything but this to give. But just give it to me. Surrender that to me. Surrender these 5 little loaves of bread and 2 fish to me. I'll take care of it. And then Jesus turns to the crowd and he says, have a seat in the grass. Take a deep breath. I'll take care of this. And Jesus performed the miracle with what the disciples actually had. This is important. Jesus multiplied the actual 5 loaves and 2 fish so much so that every single person in the huge crowd not only ate, but ate until they were filled and there were still leftovers. 12 baskets full of leftovers. All 12 disciples holding these baskets of leftovers. How in the heck did that happen? God indeed provided a table in that desert place. God indeed came through even though the hour was late. God indeed took that meager supply the disciples had and worked with it. And God provided not just enough, but much more than enough. Which is how God's grace works. God's grace is always much more than enough. And God can do the same in your life. You may not be as neurotic and needy as Bob Wiley, but if you are, God can handle that. But what Dr. Leo Marvin asked Bob Wiley in the movie, I'm asking you right now, what is the crisis? What is it you are truly afraid of? Whereas in today's gospel passage, where in your life do you feel stuck in a deserted place, running out of time? What meager supply of yours is God perhaps asking you to surrender to him and trust him so that God will just take care of this issue the same way that the disciples surrendered the 5 loaves and 2 fish to Jesus and Jesus took care of it? Do you think that God can't take care of you? Because God can. And God will. And as if this were not enough in and of itself, to quote every infomercial ever, or the long television commercials that were on when I was a kid late at night, but wait, there's more. Did you notice what Jesus specifically did with the loaves and the fish? 4 things. Matthew says he took them, blessed them, broke them, gave them away. And all of that foreshadowed exactly what Jesus would later do at the Last Supper as he instituted the sacrament of Holy Communion, the sacrament of his grace. When, as Matthew also wrote, quote, Jesus took a loaf of bread and after blessing it, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "This is my body." Moreover, in the aftermath of John's account of this miracle of the feeding of the multitude, Jesus proclaimed, "I am the bread of life. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh." And the day after Jesus instituted Holy Communion at the Last Supper, Jesus did exactly that. He gave his flesh on the cross for the life of the world, including you. You see, the good news of the gospel is no matter what the crisis is in your life, no matter what it is that you are truly afraid of, no matter how much you are in a deserted place feeling like the hour is getting late, no matter how many people may be at your door, "Give me, give me, give me, I need, I need, I need," God still loves you, and God's grace remains much more than enough. Amen. God bless you. Hope to see you next week.